This is Rabbi Nathanael Bruin, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Monday, November 22nd, 2001. We will begin Yud Amud Beis, 10b, the first section, the black text. So the end of last week, we were discussing, all right, do you have to, the Machlokas Beit Shammai Beit Hillel, do you have to touch the birds? Is it just enough to say, these and those I'm taking? And the Gemara at the very bottom had said, to say these and those I'm taking, so that has to be done before Yontif. Aval, now again, we're starting top of our page. Aval, be Yontif Aser. But to go on Yontif and say, right, use that language, that's prohibited. Dezimnen de mishtakhi shmenim krushim ukrushim shmenim. Right? You're going to sometimes find that the ones you thought were fat, right, the good ones, the one you want to eat, are really kind of thin. Ukrushim, the ones that you think are thin, right, but they're all running around, I guess the birds pressed together, whatever it is, they're going to be the ones that you want because they're the fat ones. And because you're not sure, at the end of the day, you're going to start handling things that are not appropriate for Yontif. Inami, right? Zimnen de mishtakhi kulu krushin. Right? Maybe you'll find, right? Inami, that there will be times, Zimnen, that you'll find that they're all kind of thin and straggly and not the birds you want to eat. Bishavik lahu. And you'll just totally leave them all. V'asi limnuim isimchas yantef. And then you're going to deprive yourself of, you know, joy on yantef because you're not going to eat anything. Right, but the Gemara's assumption is, and we'll leave it at that, but it requires some further investigation. The Gemara's assumption is that when you identify them from before Yontif, you're certainly going to take those. Why the same concerns don't manifest in that case, okay, it's a good question, but right, the Gemara assumes that if you make the announcement before, you're going to stick to it, and those are the birds you're going to take. Okay, next, Mishnah. Zimein shechorim umatza levanim. Right? You went before Yontif and you appointed as your next meal on Yontif blackbirds. Right? But and the next day you come and there's only white birds. Levanim umatza shechorim, or the reverse, where you chose the white feathered birds and the next day you come and there's only black feathered birds. Shnayim umatza shlosha, right? You designated there were two birds, and you said, I'll take those two, and oh, you come back tomorrow, and there is three birds. Asurim, those are prohibited, right? Those are not the ones that you designated yesterday. Shlosha matza shnayim mutarim, but if you designated three, and now there's only two there, that the Mishnah says is permitted, is mutar. Bitoch hakein, umatza lifnei hakein, right? So you designated birds inside the nest, right? Like shiluach hakan, the cane is the bird's nest. Umatza lifnei hakein, and then you come the next day, they're not in the nest, but they're in front of the nest. Asurin, no good, prohibited. V'im ein sham elahein, but if there's no other birds around, so... Right, the Mishnah says, Hare Elu Mutarim. Then they are indeed permitted, because we assume, obviously, those are the ones that were in. They jumped out, but there's no other bird around. Right, nothing can be switched. Okay. Now the Gemara says, Pshita. Right, that's what does the Mishnah need to teach me that first case? Right, forget two and three. Okay, they may be complicated. Three and two, in the case, out of the case. Those are interesting cases. Maybe those are the right ones. Maybe they're not. But we're talking about blackbirds and whitebirds. If you designated blackbirds and you found white ones, of course they're not the ones that were designated yesterday. Right? Or the reverse, the whitebirds and you found the blackbirds. I think most says, Pshita, that's so simple and clear. Why does the Mishnah even have to include it? Right, anybody could figure that out on their own. So Amar Rabba, Rabba says, right, what must the case be? Right, it can't just be a simple case where there is black birds, all black, and then you came tomorrow, they're all white. That cannot be, just simply cannot be what the Mishnah is talking about. Rather, Hacham B'mayas Kinan, What's the case we're dealing with? Kagon shezimen shchorim ulevanim. You designated some black feathered birds and some white feathered birds. Okay. Vehishkim, you get up in the morning, right, ready to eat your birds. Umatza shchorim b'makom levanim, ulevanim b'makom shchorim. You find that where you looked yesterday and designated the white birds, in that place there are black birds. When you designated the black birds today, there's white birds. Ma'u de tema. What might you have thought to allow me to eat those birds on Yontif, to use them? Hani inhu ninhu. Ve'it hafoche it hafuch. Those are the same identical birds as yesterday. They just switch places, right? La hafoch. All right, from Purim, but nafochu, we turn it over. It's upside down, right? They just switch places. Kamash malan, comes the Mishnah to teach us. Hanach azdu la'alma, these birds went out into the world. Behani achrini ninu, these are other birds that flew into their places, and since they're not the ones that you designated, they are prohibited. And that concludes our learning for today. Please come back and join me tomorrow.